Rough Trade is giving away a third of the first 3 months of the Rough Trade Club plus new music membership exclusively to 101 Part-Time Jobs listeners. Become a member of Rough Trade Club New Music and you'll receive the Rough Trade Album of the Month straight to your door every month on an exclusive vinyl pressing with bonus material. Club members have received exclusive pressings of albums from Sufjan Stevens, Sprints, The Last Dinner Party, English Teacher, and Over Mono, just to name a few, this past year alone. Sign up using the promo code CLUB101POD and you'll get Rough Trade's Album of the Month, Camera Obscura's Look to the East, Look to the West, for a third of the usual price. By signing up, you'll be getting Rough Trade's exclusive issue of the album on opaque purple in a gatefold sleeve, plus a bonus CD containing 5 demos. Don't want the album of the month but still want all the benefits? Sign up to the standard tier using CLUB101POD and you'll still get the first month free. You'll also get free shipping on all orders, 10% off at the bar and on secondhand vinyl in store, and exclusive access to sold out Rough Trade events. So don't hang around. Head to roughtrade.com/club and sign up with the code CLUB101POD. That's CLUB101POD and claim money off Rough Trade's Album of the Month today. This offer is for UK residents only. Do you play in bands? I did for the longest time, and I wish that I knew that DistroKid was a thing. I don't even think it existed back then. DistroKid makes music distribution fun and easy with unlimited uploads, and artists keep 100% of your royalties and earnings. 1 million+ artists rely on DistroKid to get their music on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, TikTok, Tidal, Instagram, and all the major streaming services. When you get DistroKid, you can see a DistroKid bank and withdraw your earnings. You get notified when you've earned royalties and you can withdraw via the app. And you can even check your streaming stats on Spotify and Apple. Get 30% off your first year on DistroKid by going to distrokid.com/VIP/101pod. 30% off for your first year. That's not bad. We know it's a tough world out there. Why don't you make it easier for yourself? And to get 30% off that free year as an artist, where you get 100% of your royalties and earnings, go to distrokid.com/VIP/101pod. All right, stay with me. I'll be right back after this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, is this Leah?
Hello, that's me.
How's it going? Right?
Not bad, yourself? I'm in the back of a van, actually.
Yeah, you're playing in Edinburgh tonight.
We are. We're en route currently.
What's your history with Scotland?
So we've been to Edinburgh. We've actually been to Edinburgh like a good number of times by now. We've been to other places as well. We played Dundee and Glasgow, and I forget if there's anywhere else. Mm-hmm. Edinburgh's really nice. We have some friends that live up here, so we always find a good excuse to be there. And
lovely.
It's really scenic and gorgeous and all that good stuff.
Have you had a deep fried Mars bar or deep fried pizza?
I've not had a deep fried Mars bar yet. I'll be honest, it doesn't, it's super appealing, and I hope that the Scottish I'll see if I can find a deep fried consolation prize, perhaps.
maybe a deep fried hummus biscuit, hummus crisp.
You know what? That's not a bad idea. I think hummus could probably deal with being deep fried pretty well.
Have you seen that you can get cheese fries now? So they're sort of like baked bits of cheese that are crunchy.
Well, you can. Yeah, no, I know that that's a thing. And you can, as far as deep frying goes, you can get deep fried anything as well. Getting something fried, getting something deep fried, or I don't know, people find loads of creative ways to make their foods, I guess, unhealthier.
Yeah. Creative cooking, that's what I call it, because that excuses you from making a crap meal.
I mean, where's the fun in it otherwise?
Exactly, you got to be creative. I'm always getting told off for being too creative. 101 Part-Time Jobs is the show about playing in a band and working all these different kinds of jobs, because that's what everyone's doing. What is the most stressed you've ever been whilst on tour to do with work? What's the most stressful scenario?
I'm a software developer for a fintech company at the moment. Nice. And late last year, they decided to reshuffle our teams with like no notice while I was on the road.
Okay.
And when I say we were on the road, we had decided that it would be like feasible enough to take the trains instead of actually like hiring a driver and a van, you know, mm-hmm. cause the usual fanfare. But it meant that I got this news while I was like running around with way too many bags, and you know, like allegedly at work and, you know, available for anything. Classic. And I was trying to take video calls while taking a train from, I'm trying to remember where we were heading. It was like, we were going Hamburg, Cologne, Luxembourg. And not specifically in that order, but the point is that we were taking some really long and, you know, poorly Wi-Fi'd trains. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I was here trying to get my head around like the new team I was in and things like that. Was also in, you know, like trying to catch up with video calls because obviously everyone had stuff to talk about, mm-hmm. and trying not to make it too obvious that I was, you know, it was very funny because it was just a lot of, you know, like, oh, my internet's really bad right now. Sorry, I'll have to call back at some point. I'll let you know. You know, like pretending that trying to hope that no background noise of like engines going was that present.
That is fantastic. That's what, you know, you're an entrepreneur, you know.
There you go. That's a nice way to put it.
What is the most bizarre thing that you've ever seen at work?
So at the day job specifically, I think the most bizarre thing I was having a one-to-one with my manager, and we went for the walk and talk approach where you like go around the block, and we witnessed a car flip on its side.
Oh, damn.
Just out of nowhere. No, it didn't hit anything, literally just out of nowhere. The ambulance came out and the fire brigade came out. So I was just kind of told to leave. Because, you know, there was nothing to do really, but yeah. It was a very surreal experience.
Yeah.
But yeah, nobody was hurt. That's the important part.
You could go home and watch Loose Women on daytime TV.
It's one of the things, like, how are you supposed to go back and do boring things at your desk when you know, someone's just outside your office, just, you know, dealing with a car that's flipped on its side.
This is it. This is it. And hey, you've experienced it all. I mean, Unum came out last year. Great record. What's it been like putting out a record and going on tour and trying to balance work? How, I mean, it's a big question that, but how do you sum it up in your experience?
There's a lot of forward planning. I think you have to be so good at keeping that juggle alive.
Yeah, musicians are the best people anyone could ever employ, because you've organized yourself, you've had to make strategic decision thinking. You're the best employees.
I like to think so. I'm trying to convince my my managers that I'm, you know, like I have the skill set for you know, to go up the ladder and all that.
Yeah, fucking
but
right.
Yeah, I mean, I think I like doing music is on my CV for a reason, because you do actually pick up so many skills doing stuff yeah. like this that, you know, you could use in the workplace as well.
This is it. And I think that even though there might be the kind of temptation to leave off music from your CV because they might think, well, what if you go on tour? Actually, I think what that can do is make you attractive to the type of job with the type of people and company that would value you as a person. You know, you want to work with people who appreciate and respect and think it's cool that you play in a band.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And this is a life hack for anyone else who's a programmer. I had so many interviews where they said back, like, you know, oh, it's really interesting that you've put, you know, like, we like that you do music and stuff like that, because it shows they like, they, well, based on what they say anyway, they like to see that you're an actual human being and you're not just, I can do this, I can do that, code-wise, and that's that. Because I actually had a, in fact, for the job I have now, they did actually check us out on Spotify, and they came in the interview. They were like, oh, Mackerel's Funky Mission's my favorite song. Yes. Oh, my one's Catalyst, actually, which is really surreal, I won't lie.
Yeah, awesome. You know, it shouldn't be, you shouldn't hide, no one should hide away from their creative art. No one should hide from it.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously, it definitely depends on the relationship you have with your employers and the nature of the work. You know, if you're a nurse, you can't exactly pull a sickie to make a gig. That's the stuff that gets ends up on your DBS if you did. but it's, you know, I am fortunate in that the line of work I ended up in, I kind of, it works well for me.
Awesome. Well, great to hear, Leah. Have fun on tour. You've got a few more dates left. You're playing at the Lexington on the 6th of March. Great venue.
We are. It's going to be good. I'm really looking forward to that one.
Awesome. Great to chat. And I love the record. What you're such a great band.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much for your time as well. This has been an absolute delight.
Yeah, of course. And
yeah, nice back one. To the road for
back to the road and the groove. Well, have fun and I'll see you soon.